Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, Jesus says, Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. The little ones, or in other translations, the childlike people, simple people. For Jesus, simplicity, it doesn't mean ignorant, but the one who listened to the voice of the Lord. You remember once when Jesus asked the disciples, Who am I? And Peter said, You are the Son of God. And Jesus said, Blessed are you. It's the Holy Spirit revealed you. You're blessed. For another occasion, Jesus mentioning he will go up to Jerusalem and will suffer. And the same Peter told Jesus, Jesus, you shouldn't go there. What Jesus said to Peter, Satan, go to my back. Because you're listening to the voice of men, not the voice of God. You see, in one person, any time we listen to the voice of God, we are blessed. But once we listen to a human reasoning, we are not blessed. Because what Jesus would like us to live is in His will, God's will. God's will, and many times, not equivalent to what we are thinking. That's the problem. That we need the Holy Spirit to inspire us what is right and what's wrong. But on the other hand, also we have to be ready to listen to His voice. This listening is always easy. Prayer, prayer, prayer is one of the ways that we can listen. Prayer in silence also. That's why we Christians, we have meditation. Prayer with the heart. Open heart, not with words, not with human thinking, with some words of them from the Gospel or from the Bible. Keep them in your heart. At times, God revealed to us also through situations. Many times we decided to do one thing or we did something, and then from the results we know it might be not God's will to do this or to do that. We have to open our heart. This is simplicity. This is childlike. Childlike means to follow only the will of God. So we pray with this simplicity from our heart, they'll always follow His way, His will.